Shavuot is the time of the giving of the Torah, when as one people we stood at Mount Sinai. The question we need to ask is, how do we receive the Torah? In order to receive anything, there has to be an appropriate vessel. This is certainly true in spirituality also. In order to receive any light, which is goodness, there has to be the appropriate vessel, which is the will to receive the light. Therefore, it follows that there has to be a lack for the light first. Not only that, for the light to actually come into the vessel, so that the spiritual entity gets satisfaction from the light, there has to be a certain affinity of form between the light and the vessel, otherwise the light cannot enter the vessel. So in order for us to receive the light of the Torah on Shavuot, we have to first consider what is the nature of the light of the Torah, so that we may have the appropriate vessel for it. As is known, the Torah, the Holy Blessed One, and Israel are one. Israel is the term for the vessels of giving benefit unconditionally. Equally, the sages teach us that the Or Elyon, the highest light which emanates from God's essence, has only the desire to give goodness to the created beings, and it has no desire to receive. From this we can conclude that to be in affinity of form with this light, to be able to receive the light of the Torah, the appropriate vessel is that for giving unconditionally. But this is very difficult for us to acquire, because although the soul within us certainly has the potential for giving unconditionally, by and large we are not well acquainted with the soul, whose gentle whispers are easy for us to overlook. Opposing the voice of the soul is the dominance of the ego, known in the Kabbalah as the body, which is composed of the will to receive oneself alone, and is thus in opposition to the will to give benefit unconditionally. So although we may want to acquire the will to give benefit unconditionally, in theory at least, so we will have an appropriate vessel for the receiving of the Torah, we find that in practice this is very hard for us to acquire indeed. Moreover, we don't necessarily see the need for it within our daily lives. On these issues, Rabbi Baruch Ashlag wrote a beautiful article specifically for the Festival of Shavuot, which is entitled, What Does It Mean in Our Inner Work That the Torah Was Given Out of Darkness? This is his article. In the Midrash, we learn, the sages teach that the nations of the world did not receive the Torah because it was given in darkness. Concerning them it is written, For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a gross darkness the kingdoms. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. But Israel did receive the Torah that came from the darkness, as it is written in Deuteronomy 5, 20. The Lord spoke these words to your entire assembly at the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the opaque darkness, with a great voice, which did not cease. And he inscribed them on two stone tablets and gave them to me. And it was, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, and the mountain was burning with fire, that you approached me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And concerning Israel, the verse that we read above in Isaiah carries on, But the Lord shall shine upon you, and his glory shall appear over you. We need to understand, why was the Torah given in darkness? Furthermore, what is the reason that the nations of the world did not want to receive the Torah when it was given in darkness? And we also need to understand, why did Israel receive the Torah from within the darkness? In the inner work, we need to know that a person is considered as a whole world. So all the elements mentioned here, Israel, the nations of the world, the darkness, are all aspects within each and every person. We know from the purpose of creation that the Creator's purpose in creation is to give goodness to the created beings. Therefore, when a person feels satisfaction from his life, this is designated as the world is shining for him. That is to say, he has enjoyment from the world. But if, God forbid, he does not have satisfaction in his life, then a person says, the world became dark for me. So darkness represents a lack, a lack of life force. Israel is designated as the vessels for giving benefit unconditionally, and the nations of the world are designated as the vessels of receiving. Therefore, when a person wants to get closer to God, that is to say, he wants to use the vessels of giving unconditionally, he is not able to, because the ego does not agree. This is because his ego is drawn from the vessels of receiving. And then a person feels that the world became dark for him, as he understands that he does not have the possibility to gain the vessels of giving benefit, and he will thus never merit to the higher light, which is the light of giving benefit to the created beings. We find that he feels darkness, since he's not able to obtain the vessels for giving benefit. However, it is from the darkness itself he then gets the need that someone should help him get the vessels for giving benefit. According to the general principle that there can be no fulfillment if there is no prior lack, we see that now he acquired the need for the light of the Torah. As the sages have taught, I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as the healing spice. We find that the Torah is actually given to the person who has a lack, that is a genuine need for Torah, and that lack is designated as darkness. That is to say, the Torah is given to one who feels darkness in his life from the fact that he doesn't have vessels of giving benefit. Now he is fit to receive the Torah in order that the light within it will bring him back to the good way. That is, that he will be able to do the acts of unconditional giving, and then he will get the good and the joy. Both these two aspects, one, the vessel which is the desire to give benefit, and two, the good and the joy which come into the vessel of giving benefit, are both included in the Torah. Concerning those aspects of ourselves which are designated as the nations of the world, we have learnt that they did not receive the Torah which was given from the darkness. The nations in the inner work are those parts of ourselves which make up the ego. They also have the desire to receive the Torah, but not because they feel darkness, in that they lack the ability to do good unconditionally. On the contrary, all their desire is in the vessels of receiving, and they do not have the desire to get out of that dominance. They want the Torah in order to get more light, that is to say, to gain more joy than if they were received from just the physical world. They also want the joy of the next world too. As the holy Zohar says, they bark like dogs. Give me the riches of this world. Give me the riches of the next world. That is to say, the riches of this world are not enough for them, but they also want the riches of the world to come. But as Isaiah says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a great darkness the kingdoms. On these vessels of receiving, no true light can come, but these vessels are dark. We cannot receive the light of the Torah in these vessels of the ego, or as the Kabbalah says, in the vessels of the other nations. We see that the Torah was given specifically to those who feel that the will to receive rules over them. They are saddened by this, and they cry out from within the darkness that they need the Torah in order to get them out of the darkness, which is caused by the dominance of the vessels of receiving over them. And it is this consciousness that gives rise to the desire to receive the Torah. Therefore, since the Torah comes from within the darkness, it does two actions. One, the light which is in it brings a person back to the good way, and the person merits the vessels of giving. This is what is said, and on you the Lord will shine. That is to say, just as the Holy Blessed One has the desire to give benefit, so do the created beings have the desire to give benefit. And two, once the person merits the vessels for giving benefit, that is to say, he is already able to do deeds of God for God's sake, which is called learning Torah for its own sake, then he merits the stage that the inner meanings of the Torah are revealed to him, as Rabbi Meir writes in the first verse of Pirkei Avot, chapter 6. He who learns Torah for its own sake marries many things. He is called beloved of God, and is revealed to him the secrets of the Torah. And what the scripture in Isaiah that we read earlier says, "And God's glory shall be seen over you," means the glory of God is God's revelation that will be seen over you, in that the person merits to see that the Torah, Israel, and the Holy Blessed One are one. May we all be blessed this Shavuot at the time of the giving of the Torah, when the light of the Torah comes to the world in full redemption, that we will be able to receive the Torah in love and thus bring the full redemption in actual practice. Chag Sameach.